You're listening to the Pixie Dust Fan Podcast. Hi, I'm Francine.
And I'm Carrie.
We're two best friends who can't stop talking, usually about Disney stuff.
Sometimes we have fascinating guests, and sometimes it's just us. But it's always positive and fun.
We're happy to have you join our chat. Thanks for listening, and let's get started. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Fran.
How are you?
I'm great today.
Excellent. Hello. Excellent.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We're always excited when it's not just the two of us.
Yep.
We're not going to sing the song, just the two of us, because I think we did that on another episode and we didn't get any feedback, which, you know, nobody offered us record deals. But we have Alex here with us. Welcome to the show, Alex. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, we're really excited to have you. You are from Second Dad to the Right. And every time I go to say your website, I want to say Second Star to the Right. And I have to stop myself. So I say it very slowly.
Well, that was the point. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So this is your website. People can find you at Second Star. See, I did it. SecondDadToTheRight.com. And you are a Disney dad.
No, that is actually a legal term for a dad who doesn't take any responsibility and takes his kids just to do fun stuff. But I'm a Disney dad, as in a dad that likes to go to Disney.
I love it. Gotcha. So you showed up today. Now, obviously, the listeners can't see you because we do an audio only podcast. But you even dressed up a little bit for us, you were telling us.
I did. Yeah. You guys said in your last episode that American dads didn't get into it enough compared to the Asian men. And so I got my Waltz World hat on that looks like Wayne's World, but it says Waltz World. And on the side, it says Party on Walt, Party on Roy. And then I've got a Mickey Mouse like character shirt button up.
See, we stand corrected.
There's one of us. The other podcasters and bloggers and influencers.
Yeah, for sure. No, we stand corrected. So tell us a little bit about how your site came to be and how you kind of, before we get into our topic for the episode, but how you sort of got into this and how you fell in love with Disney.
So we went to Disney in 2017 for Christmas, the very first time as a family. I had been when I was a little kid, but I hadn't been back. And the reason we went was because I was doing these Spartan races, which were like obstacle course races. And I could do two of them in Georgia, which is where I'm from. But the third one, the longest one, was in Tampa. And so to convince my wife to let me go, I was like, hey, we'll just have like a Disney trip and I'll take you to Disney World and you can watch me run the race. And she said, great. And then she invited our kids and her mom and her grandmother. And so then we went to Disney for like 6 days straight, and then I had to run the race, and they were all confused as to why I left to go run the race. But I just got obsessed with it. I had so much fun. It was so freeing, even though, you know, there's so much chaos. It was like just this world that you could get just relax in. Kids loved it. We loved it. I love especially exploring Epcot, which I think we're going to talk about. And then, you know, we kept on going a whole bunch, and finally, my wife was like, you should write a blog about it. People are always asking you questions about Disney. And then, you know, if you make even a little bit of money, we can write it all off on our taxes. And so now my big job is to see how much I can lose on our taxes. So I started it last year, and we did Second Dad to the Right because when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Peter Pan. And we kind of figure it's like, I may not be the biggest expert, but I'm at least the second dad to the right. Like, you could ask maybe the second person you go to ask for advice.
That's fantastic. And I read something when you were a kid, you were so obsessed with Peter Pan that you didn't take your costume off.
Yeah. I wore it. I think my mom said I was like 3 years old. I wore it for like a month straight, and she would have to pull it off of me while I was asleep and wash it so that I could wear it the next day. And so, but we had this, it wasn't the Disney version. We had a recording that my aunt sent me of the Mary Martin version, like the play that she was in back in the, I think, 70s or 80s. And we had a recording, and I watched it so much. I still remember 30 years later, all the commercials. There was like a Campbell's soup commercial, a Cadbury bunny commercial, and a commercial for the show Alf. that weird alien guy. And
Oh
so,
my gosh.
yes, I was super into Peter Pan. And apparently, I never grew up, so it worked out.
That all worked out for you. And that's funny. I had never heard of that Peter Pan version until I was talking to our friend Stan Solo, who has a podcast, and we were talking about the 75 big moments in TV, and that was on it.
Oh, awesome.
Which yeah, and that's how I kind of learned about it. See how it all comes together at some point. That's fantastic. Now, how old are your kids?
They are. I got two girls that are 10 and 8, and then I've got a little boy who's just turned 2.
Wow. So
So
your
he was our
Disney
little.
trips are full.
Yeah. So he's still free, and he's been on 2 cruises and been to Disney World 4 times now. So,
Nice. Raising them right. Good
yeah.
job.
That's incredible. Yeah, I guess you don't get to sit around on park benches very often and just sit and
Well,
do
I mean,
nothing.
he sleeps a lot in the room or in his stroller. But he also loves exploring. He's a huge Mickey Mouse fan. He says, "Oh boy," all the time.
Oh, that's fantastic. So we wanted to talk today. You have a blog, and this one totally piqued our interest, called The Most Expensive Souvenirs at Each Epcot Pavilion in Disney World. And, as shoppers who spend money on silly things, it never occurred to me to look for the most expensive things.
Yeah.
How did this come up for you?
Well, I think it started. So, of course, since I had 2 little girls, we were always going on the Frozen ride whenever we were at Epcot. And we'd come out, and I was always fascinated by them trying to sell these like $400 down parkas to people in Central Florida. And I was like, who buys this stuff? Because when you go around all the pavilions, I love the idea of understanding the culture and the World's Fair idea that they had for it. But I'm like, if I'm gonna buy something on vacation, it's gonna be from Disney World. If I want something from France, I should go to France to get it. I'm not gonna buy it in the French pavilion. And so, and I was like, and this stuff is expensive because, and so then I was like, I wonder what is the most expensive thing? Because you go in Italy and you see all the Coach purses or the Gucci purses, and then I think it started. And I wrote it last month because we went to Epcot, and I went to the Chinese gift shop for the first time, and they had this $7,000 sword, and I was like, huh, I wonder if this is the most expensive thing, and it was not the most expensive thing.
Wow.
That you could buy. And so I started going around, and then I even sent my kids and wife back to the resort at Beach Club so that I could finish taking pictures and finding everything. So yeah, that's where. And so I just went around and found the most expensive thing in each pavilion. It was interesting how some had some crazy stuff and some were really low key. Like, so
Yeah.
yeah.
Carrie, can you even think of what's the most expensive? I was thinking as I was think preparing for the episode, what's the most expensive thing you've ever bought? At Walt Disney World, like, other than like the resort or DVC or whatever, like, what merchandise wise, what could be the most expensive thing you've ever bought?
Purse. I think that's pretty much
You know
it.
what? I think you're right. I think it's the
Or
same for
like
me.
I haven't bought any of my Lego there. Like I bought my Lego at home, but yeah.
Yeah, probably the
That's
Dooney purses.
pretty expensive, but yeah, the Dooney purses, I would think. Yeah.
So
And
we have friends that are cast members, and so on holidays they get 40% off on merchandise. And so we did buy luggage last time we were there. That was probably the most expensive thing we bought. We bought two of them. So we spent what should have been $400, we spent like 220 or 240, whatever the
Right.
40% is.
Yeah, I gotta think. I think my Dooney purses are probably because some of those are $350. So maybe that might be the most expensive, I think.
I think like in the past, like maybe if we bought what, like I'm thinking of all the years, like buying watches or purses, like it would be, it's still something that's a sort of a souvenir or very
Yeah.
themed.
Yeah, very true. So you did this post from the cheapest most expensive to the most expensive. So I figure we could go through them one at a time. But I was actually shocked that the cheapest most expensive was in Canada.
Yeah, I asked, I was looking around, and even You know, it's funny, they didn't have any super expensive jackets. Like Norway and even England had really expensive jackets, but it's cold in Canada, I
Yeah.
hear.
Can be.
Are y'all?
Today's quite nice and warm, but yes, it
Yeah, so
can
I
be
was like, they
cold.
should have at least sold expensive. So I went and I finally asked, and they were like, she just kind of looked at me like I was crazy for a second, and she called over another cast member. She's like, "What's the most expensive thing we have?" And she was like, I think it's this ice wine."
So I was going to say
And
ice wine or something. Yeah.
and what's funny about the ice wine is I felt like it was almost cheating because, well, first of all, it was food and beverage, and that's not really what I was looking for, but also because they didn't even list it as something you would buy as a bottle. It was something you were supposed to buy 2 ounces of. So it's like, oh, well, here's how you can spend more money: buy 12 of these, like 12 shots of ice wine. It's the most
Yeah.
expensive thing you could buy. And so it was all, but it was only like an $85 bottle. And I never
Yep.
heard of ice wine, so that was interesting to learn about.
Yeah, it's the Inniskillen ice wine, Carrie. I don't know. It's the one I think they're from Niagara. I would never think that Inniskillen ice wine would be the most expensive thing you can
I
get
don't
in
know, like,
Canada. Our Kit
but
Kats are pretty expensive in that
that's what I was
store,
going to
but
say. If we're talking about Canada is one thing, and we're talking about the pavilion, they just have a bunch of lumberjack colored clothing
And it's less
and
expensive than all the other
expensive.
clothing else. Well, like the blanket, there was a blanket in one of the other pavilions that was like $50, and Canada's blanket was only $30. I don't know. Maybe you're paying, maybe it's actually coming from Canada and the tax
Then
is not
it
as
should be,
bad.
yeah, so then it's
The
cheaper
import tax.
because we're the US dollar's 30% higher than ours.
But it's funny, if you turn around and go in Le Cellier, you're gonna drop quite a lot of money in there. I guess they put all of their money spending chances into the restaurant.
Into the food. Yeah, because I think the blanket you're talking about, Carrie, that would be like the bay blanket. It's the one that looks like our department store blankets.
The Hudson
They
Bay
sell.
colors with the stripes, and they're like green and red and
Yeah, so you can get a lumberjack coat, you can get like maybe a hat with some hockey sticks on it or some
some
Inniskillen
lumberjack
wine.
fruit. I mean, they should sell hockey jerseys, Disney hockey jerseys. You could sell those
That,
for like
yeah, they
90
should.
bucks. People would buy those. I
Yeah.
Yep.
don't know.
Yep. I
I'll
mean,
talk to Canada.
the closest we can get is some hockey sticks on your ears. And that's like the best Canadian mashup. So yeah, Inniskillen wine, I made the list. I think that's hilarious. But the next most expensive item came from Epcot Morocco Pavilion.
Yeah, that was interesting because I haven't spent a lot of time in Morocco. Pretty much all of my time in Morocco was waiting in line to meet Jasmine with my daughters. And so I walked around for a while trying to find a gift shop, and they don't really have one. All they've got is this booth right on the water, that you walk through. I mean, it's covered, but it's not anything like the other pavilions where you have this walk-in building. Now, if someone finds a different one, if I'm wrong about that, because I also couldn't find that. I keep seeing reels about this, like, resting place in Morocco, and I couldn't find that either. The like Blue Cross Blue Shield place where you can get water and sit in air conditioning. But
I
anyway, so
think
I
yeah,
went.
that might have been a pre-C thing, because for sure, or after, because before, when you walked all through the back, there was shops and stores and things. And then I think, when things were closed, that might have been a station to get hydrated or something like that. But yeah, all they have is the stuff up front now, right? Like along the water.
And they got, restaurants and stuff, but it's right there on the water. I walked in, I looked around, I found a vase that was like $40. So finally I asked the lady, and the cast member, she seemed like almost embarrassed. She was like, well, we have this. And she was sitting there weaving baskets. And then she went over and she's like, it's this. She's like, it's a Jasmine doll. And I was like, oh, okay. She's like, well, tell me about it. She's like, well, it's a collector's edition. I don't know if it was Barbie brand, but it looked like a Barbie. And for whatever, and it costs like, I don't know, $139. And I said, oh, okay. And then I was gonna ask her more questions, and she like ran back to her desk and started weaving baskets again. Like, I don't know. She didn't want to talk to me anymore about it. I guess because she realized I wasn't gonna buy
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, I'm here doing research.
Yeah. I had to think about where that store even is, and you're right. It's the one, like, it's down by the water, and it's pretty small, if I remember correctly.
It's just, I mean, it's looks like one of the food booths almost, like, It's, you know, it's far smaller than like the port store, you know.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to compare it to, but it was just like a little walk-in hallway almost.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't think of that. The next one, so now the prices are going up. So that doll was, what did we say, 130? So then the price goes up and we make it to Mexico.
Yeah. So that was kind of funny because the Mexican item was a glass figurine of a Viking ship. It's like, and I think I made a joke in the post that I was like, it must be from the traditional Mexican Vikings. And so it's like a ship that's shaped like a dragon. So they've got all these, glass figurines in there. After the Canada experience, I had to make sure there wasn't a food or beverage. So I checked the list at La Cava, and they didn't have a tequila that was more expensive than that. I can't remember how much it was. It was like $200 or $300, glass figurine. I mean, there could have been some like random cocoa stuff in the middle that I didn't pick through because it was really crowded in there. But I figured that
Yes.
was the best bet.
So this one, the Viking ship, was $258. And it kind of, and I'm not sure if this was in the store where, like, was this in the Erebus Brothers store where they have all the glass carvings and stuff?
Yeah,
It
I think
looks
that's
like it.
so. Yeah, you walk in and go to the left, and I kind of went through. They didn't have a lot of big stuff in there, and I went through. And actually, they all look like your glass cases to behind you
Yes.
to your right.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
And
some of my glass would have been very expensive too. I never thought of
Oh, yeah, I
that.
think you probably do. If you think back, you've bought some pretty expensive things.
Maybe, maybe.
I don't
That's
think
the
I
other
shopped in
thing.
Mexico in a while, but I remember before, like even all of the hand painted wood things that they have when you walk right through, because they're all hand painted, like they were always pretty, like not as expensive as that vase, but they were always pretty expensive too, like still more expensive than probably Canada stuff.
It's funny
They
because
hand
if you
paint
go to
them.
Mexico or, a Latin American country with one of those big open air markets, you can buy that hand painted stuff for like $5 or $10.
Yes.
And the thing that one of the other reasons I wrote this, talking about just like being confused buying stuff, is like I can't imagine buying a glass figurine because I would be so nervous about breaking it and carrying it around the park with me. Because some of the shops will mail it for you, but some won't. But when we get into art, that was the strangest thing. But we'll keep going in order.
Yeah. So this one, so this in the Erebus Brothers, but you said the tequila. So you saw a tequila that was just a little less expensive than this, and it was $240 for tequila.
I checked the menu and the highest one they had was 240. If you do the tequila experience, they've got some really, really rare ones there. And of course that's one shot. So I suppose if you did like they do in Canada and bought the whole bottle, you could spend
Yeah.
$5,000 on the bottle of tequila.
Oh my gosh. Can you
That's
imagine? I mean,
awful.
oh, I can't even imagine. Tequila is horrible at the best of times, but they say the more money you spend on it, I guess the better tasting it is. I don't know. I can't
We hope.
imagine even trying. Ugh. Gross. Okay, so then we move on to Norway is next. And Norway's just a little bit more expensive.
And that one's because that actually was what I thought it was going to be. They had a whole bunch of different parkas, but this was January and it had started drizzling and it was like in the low 50s. And there was actually people trying these jackets on. Like that was the only place I went where people were actually trying to, I mean, they were taking them up to the register and buying them. And I was like, wow, they must really be cold.
Down
Like,
jackets, wow.
yeah.
And those run for like $300.
Yeah, they had a few different ones, and I couldn't tell why one were more expensive. They're all seemed to be the same thickness and length, just waist, like hip length. It wasn't like the, swim team parkas that go all the way down to your ankles.
Yeah.
So, and some of them were 200 and 350, and there's some brand or 300.
Yeah, it's probably Hansen, I think, is the brand.
I guess it's a Norway. A Norwegian
Yeah,
brand, yeah.
I don't know how well, I think maybe I kind of wonder, like, back, let's dial this back to a couple of decades ago or a decade ago when there wasn't Amazon or the ability to buy stuff, like maybe the thing was that people would always want a Helly Hansen Norway made whatever jacket, and then next year when I go to Epcot, I'm getting one.
I'm gonna buy one. It's gonna be on my list.
Cheaper than going to Norway.
Yeah, it doesn't even say, like, I feel like it should at least have Mickey ears on it or something.
Yeah, for the stuff that's like it's not themed to Disney. Yeah, maybe Carrie, you're right. People are just like, well, I'll pick one up when I'm in Epcot.
Well, I'm not sure but I'm sure it's there because it's from it's a Norway company, Norwegian company or whatever. But yeah, like I'm sure we must have access to buy them otherwise, right?
Yeah, it's because the store it's half frozen merchandise and then it's half like deep winter clothes, like with toboggans and beanies and gloves and stuff.
That's too funny. After Norway, you go on to England. So when we go to the UK.
Yeah, so England, they also had jackets. They weren't quite as expensive as those. And then I walked through a little hallway and they've got glass panels on both sides with these replica swords. And so I found one. There was like two different Excalibur swords and they were both, whatever that price was, like $4.95 or
$5.99.
Yeah, $5.99. And then I went to the register just to see. And they were like, they were like, check this out. It's $300. And I was like, well, no, I found the swords. And they were like, okay, well, it must be the swords. But then I went in this total rabbit trail where this lady was trying to sell me cologne. And so they've got these really expensive bottles of cologne that were like $300 a piece. And she's like, well, this is the one that wives always get. But then they get mad because they won't let their husbands wear it out of the house if they're not with them. And
that's a sales tactic,
which is really funny too, because I was like, well, I'm at Epcot right now without my wife. She's back at the resort, but I think she'll be okay if I and so they sprayed cologne on me, and I it smelled like that cologne for 2 weeks on my sweatshirt because I didn't wash my sweatshirt. And
I hope your wife liked it.
Yeah, it was really nice. I guess it's the if you go there, it's the one on the far right. I think I can't remember. It had a funny name.
Penhaligans. That's
what was the name? What was the name of the actual one that I got? That was like Mr. Bob or something like that.
Yeah, it's so weird. It Mr. Sam.
Mr. Sam.
Mr. Sam.
Mr. Sam. Yeah.
It doesn't sound very expensive though.
Yeah.
It doesn't, but like these colognes were $315.
Yeah.
For cologne.
And so I had written a piece on going on a date night at Disney, and I need to go back and revise it, because one fun thing you could do is go to Epcot, get the guy to go get the expensive cologne, and then go over to France and get some expensive perfume samples, and then you guys could smell like you're really fancy for free.
That's a good date night activity. You can go get your free samples of cologne. That's kind of wild. Like, I would never have thought about cologne being so expensive. I know the swords you're talking about. When my nephew was young, and long before there were any issues bringing stuff home on the plane, we were buying him swords in that very shop. And he has some of them at home, but I wouldn't know how to get them home now.
Right.
Like, how do you get them on a plane?
I suppose
you'd have to ship them. Yeah.
Or check it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if your luggage is long enough to put it in check baggage.
Yeah, can you imagine the X-ray techs going through your luggage, going through and seeing this big Excalibur sword in your luggage? Yeah. So your wife did like the cologne, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she never really cared. I don't really wear cologne very often, but she wasn't offended by it.
And she did let you go out again with it still on your jacket.
Well, I got it when I wasn't with her. And then I guess wherever I went and was still wearing that hoodie where the wrist smelled like cologne. I don't know. No one commented on it. I didn't get any weird looks. I didn't have any like ladies following behind me or anything. So it wasn't as advertised. But that was probably good, because that would have been awkward for me to have to tell them, I'm sorry, I know I smell good, but I'm happily married.
Can you imagine a big string of ladies following you everywhere you go? Oh my gosh. What a sales tactic. So after you leave the UK, you move on to Italy. And Italy has some pretty expensive stuff.
Yeah, so they had, I guess when you think about branding, so they had a Gucci purse and it had Mickey Mouse on it. So you already have an expensive purse. And then of course, when you add Mickey Mouse to it, you have to pay for that licensing. And so
value goes up.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was pretty expensive. And so I went up to the counter and talked to them, and they were also, I think they also had perfume or something there, and they were like, no, that purse is gonna be more expensive than this stuff. So
Yeah, it's a $650 like carry. We've spent money on purses, but I don't know that you could talk me into spending that kind of money on a Gucci. Although, I mean, it's not that hard to bridge the gap between a Dooney and a Gucci, I guess.
I mean, I could
600 and
see
something?
that
Yeah, 650. I
maybe
think
if
that's a cheap Gucci.
my daughters are really into fashion and it was like their graduation present and it was Disney, then maybe I could see buying that one. But that's about it. My wife doesn't use fancy purses, so Vera Bradley is the extent of her fanciness.
Yeah, same. Now I'm into the lug purses, but which are significantly less than the Doonies. So that makes a big difference. But $650 for a Gucci with Mickey on it, it's a nice purse, but yeah. And then from there you go on to France. And this kind of blew me away a little bit.
There's not many shops in that in France.
And I didn't dig hard in France. There may have been some wine that they were selling. That was more expensive, but this is what I expected to be the most expensive place because I'd seen that store. It's in the what they call the arcade, which I guess is French for shopping district. Because every time my kids see the word arcade, they're like, "Hey, let's go play video games!" But it's not. It's just grown-up stores, and so they're really disappointed. But anyway, so you go in there, you've got all the perfume. So I thought it'd be perfume, and I said, "What's your most expensive perfume?" And she was like, "Well, the most expensive thing we have in the store is over there," and it was this three-part skincare set that was orchidé. I don't know how to say it in French, but it's made from black orchid, which apparently raises the dead and sells your soul to the devil or something.
And makes you look younger.
You're making a pact with the other side.
Yeah.
But
$3,200.
yeah, for all three things, yeah. And it was like,
Wow.
Like, it better make me look like I'm 15 for
and
$3,200.
it wasn't that much cheaper online, like, because I had to look it up to read about it so I'd know what it was.
Holy mackerel. Carrie, this is like skin cream, serum, and a lip and contour cream. $3,200. So that's like 5,000 Canadian dollars. Can you imagine?
Oh, like I get, I think it's sort of this, like, yeah, like to spend that money when you're on vacation. That's part of it too. Like I've always thought about that with like Vegas. I know Vegas is way more than it's like lots to do there, but like the same thing, all those stores that are so expensive and like you're gonna buy a Louis Vuitton, I don't know, trunk while you're on vacation, or something. Same thing, like when you're at Walt Disney World. You're going to spend $3,200 on face cream? Like, is that something you get caught up in and do?
I don't know.
I don't
You're in there trying it on. It's fantastic. You hear about it. You're like, okay, I'll take that.
But what sells you? Like, do you put the cream on while you're in the store and you instantly look younger and you're like, okay, I got to take that home? It just,
I didn't think
it.
to ask for a sample.
Yeah, you should have. They probably wouldn't give you one.
Yeah, because they've got it behind a glass case, so I don't think
Oh, I
it was
think
kind of funny.
it's.
Like I felt awkward because I was like, I don't know if these cast members are paid on commission because I don't want to waste their time asking them for
Right.
all the fancy stuff and then just walk off. But
Right.
England, they were very excited to show me all their clothes.
Maybe it's for people that know it's there. Like maybe they frequent France and they're so happy that they could just whip into Epcot and pick some up
It
instead
might
of
be it.
ordering it, or it's cheaper than a flight to France.
It might be an image thing for the store that basically that company is, they've got it in Disney and it's seen as expensive. Then when people start thinking, well, what's the fanciest way that I can, waste money at home, then they might reach out to that company or something like that. I don't know.
I can't even imagine, but you can be sure the next time I'm in Epcot, I'm going to see if they do free samples of this cream so I can see what it's like.
You're gonna
Oh
have a
my gosh.
15-year-old patch on your face.
It's gonna break out in acne. It's
No, it's just like this cheek's gonna look younger.
just like I'm
You'll
15.
have to go and like get enough every time so you can do the whole
I'll
They
have to
look
go
contour
back
where they
every
gave you
day.
braces.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so then when you leave France, then we go on to China.
Yeah,
And
China. So that was where it all started because I said, you're just walking around, you're looking at everything, and all of a sudden there's this glass case in the middle of the store with a $7,000 sword in it with another $1,000, $1,500 silver sword. So I'm assuming that's real gold because the handle's gold and the hilt is gold. I don't know how, I don't know, maybe. I didn't ask about it because that was before I decided to. I just took a picture of it and I was like, oh, I just want to remember that. But then later I was like, oh, I should go around and see all the things that are expensive. So I didn't ask one of the cast members about it.
And it's funny because I've spent a lot of time in the store and I can't remember even seeing these swords. Carrie, do you remember seeing them? They're like tuba in like a big glass case.
I think so. I didn't think they were for sale, though, probably. I probably thought they were just on display.
Oh yeah, they're like Chinese lore kind of thing.
Wow.
I thought it was
That's.
interesting, and I don't know much about Asian culture that they also have the samurai short sword and long sword at China like they do in Japan. And I always thought that was interesting that I don't know.
It's expensive. $7,800. Wow. And then you
What's
move on.
left? Japan?
Oh, yeah. So Japan
Yeah.
is next. So
So two
Japan is
more.
next.
How is it
Now
getting
we got
more
three more.
expensive than that? There's three more? That's what in my head I'm trying to think of which ones we
Well,
haven't done yet.
you're forgetting that this was during the Festival of the Arts.
Oh,
So,
okay. So now we're in Japan for the next most expensive item.
which I expected to find, super expensive stuff. So the first time I was in Japan, that trip, there was a $3,200 pearl necklace,
Oh,
but
sorry,
then
must be a pearl.
I dug around even farther and I found an $8,000 pearl necklace. And it's made of these like gray pearls that are, I can't remember what they're called if you're looking at the article.
Gems of the moon.
Gems of the moon, which is kind of funny because one of like they stand for modesty. And I was like, there is nothing modest about wearing an $8,000 necklace.
$8,000 on a necklace. It is, I mean, it's beautiful, but $8,000 is a lot of money to spend on a
Because it's a
necklace.
full string and they're big and I guess it's a rare type of pearl maybe. I don't
Yeah. You can get your own for at the Oyster
know.
Bar for $20 if you want to get like pick a pearl.
Yeah. And I heard someone talking about their trip and they did that and they actually got one of the gray pearls and I was like, whoa, I wonder if they know if that's worth, I wonder if they're really worth like $200 a piece.
Oh yeah.
But of
Interesting. I
course, it's
would
not polished and cut, so.
Yeah, but still that's got to be worth something. Okay, so now we're on, this is the second last one. Now we move on to the American Adventure.
Yeah, and so this one's a little bit cheating because they moved the art store, one of the art stores, into the American Pavilion. So if you were to buy something that's really just American, I was joking that there's a camo Mickey shirt you can buy just outside the but in there I found a 16 two $16,000 paintings or no just the one just the Cinderella slipper
Yes.
$16,000. That wasn't the most expensive artwork I found at Epcot, but it wasn't in a pavilion, it was the most expensive piece. So it's a original, and the guy's American, so I guess that counts.
That counts.
And I'm buying it in America. Or I didn't buy it, but
But you
yeah,
could have.
it was a full, probably like 3 feet by 2 feet painting. Like, I mean, a big, well mounted, frame with a gold frame and it was a cool looking painting, but I don't
Yeah,
know
it's
if I
kind
would spend $16,000 on it, but I'm not an art connoisseur, so I don't know. I don't know what art collecting is about.
Me neither. And then you
But
see people, I mean, you'd
yeah.
have to get that shipped home.
But no, I saw people walking down Epcot, like walking around the World Showcase with giant, I mean, I think I put a picture of it, people holding these giant boxes that they're carrying these art around with them everywhere they're going.
I think I started, I never really thought about this, but I started following a couple of the artists that I saw there, because there's one artist I really liked, and he was posting people that were buying the original arts and like people that came to the festival specifically to get the original piece of art, like because he was taking pictures of him with them in front of the art and like and like thanking them for visiting and buying. So like maybe for people that are within certain, like I can't see pairing carting it out of Epcot,
Yeah, if they'll ship it home, maybe.
but maybe people are like if they live close enough and they're into that, then they just buy it and bring it home.
That's not a world I've gotten into, but I have heard that some people do that as like a like a retirement thing, that they'll invest in art. But I don't know if Disney art is up there with like the Renaissance masters, you know. Like if that keeps, like if you can turn around and resell it if you need to, kind of thing.
Well, if you have a big enough car, I guess, and you've driven and you don't have to get on a plane, then maybe maybe they got a big Winnebago carry and they're putting it in their
Well,
Winnebago.
and I think, well, we know this, like shipping in the US is different than shipping in Canada. Shipping anything home is like just not gonna happen, like, because it's gonna cost us as much as, unless we were buying an original piece of art. If it's anything that's reasonably priced, it costs us more to ship it home than the actual thing that we're buying.
Shipping anything to Canada, even within Canada, is ridiculous.
And I
I
think art
shipped.
needs to be shipped in plywood, so that's going to be
They
crazy.
would,
And
they'd
it's
have to have it
heavy,
all.
and
That's what I
oy,
think too. Like whether, if you wanted to buy an original from somebody, like, and you were there, it's almost like it would be shipped out through an art company or something, because when you're
yeah.
there, like, they wouldn't have, like, to ship a piece of art, like you said, it's like it's wood constructed and it's all like it would be very meticulously packed and shipped, where I don't
I
think
would
that.
hope.
That's what I think. I think too, like with some of those artists, maybe they have pieces at home or in a gallery or however they sell their art, but I think for some of them, like, that art you're buying, is it theirs or is it Disney's? Like, are they there to sell Disney, like, art on behalf of Disney, or is it truly
Their own.
their art? Like the guy that I was following, like, I wonder how it's set up, like, how,
Yeah, to
their
have to
originals are
pay
their originals. Their originals
royalties,
belong
yeah.
to them and not Disney, I would expect. But they're also selling like stacks and stacks of their prints that you buy all over the place
I mean,
at
I'm
Disney.
assuming they
So
at least have to pay a big cut back to Disney,
oh yeah.
but getting that kind of exposure, you
I
know,
kind of
is
that makes
amazing.
me wonder how
That
that
we'll have
works
to do some investigative
to find an
reporting, Carrie, to
artist.
find an artist and figure out how this all works.
It's
So that
interesting.
the
It
two
is.
most expensive paintings that I could find were, if you are coming out of, you know, the from Spaceship Earth, and you see, what's it called, the port, the port store, I can't think of the name is, and then you go to the right, there was a tent with art in it, and I found two $18,000 pieces that were originals based on Beauty and the Beast, but they weren't in a pavilion. But I guess Canada could claim them, and y'all could do better than the
For sure.
Enniskillen.
But can you imagine setting that up? So setting your booths up, so for the Festival of the Arts, and you're bringing in an $18,000 painting, and then
Well, I
you got to
mean,
pack it up at night.
yeah, it's probably
Like,
like probably
oh.
$1 million worth of product in that booth, because there was lots of four figure, you
Yeah.
know, so.
Oi. That would stress me out. This might be why I don't
That's
handle
why they have the
expensive
Festival
stuff.
of the Arts in January and not in the humidity of the summertime, I
Or
think, for the
hurricane
Brazil
season.
or hurricane season.
No Festival of the Arts in September. They'll let the food and wine blow away.
All the rain, paint, all the water, the paint.
So, Carrie, so I don't know that you've gone all the way through the blog post. So we're in Germany. Can you possibly think of what would be the most expensive thing? Do 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 do
Think
do.
of what's in Germany. A
It's
diamond encrusted beer stein.
You're close.
You're very close.
So yeah, so I started in Germany, and you start with the popcorn, and it wasn't the popcorn. And then you move into the beer steins, and the beer steins beat several countries. You could buy the most expensive beer steins were $139. And then you move to the next room, and it's like the wine and beer, and you know, get your chocolate shot. And there was a couple of, you know, wines and beers behind glass. I took a picture of them. It was a really big crowd, so I didn't want to bother anybody. So I took a picture of them, and I was going to look it up online later. And then I moved to the next room, and there was like a chorus of angels singing, because right in the middle of the room, slowly rotating, if you watch the reel I posted, is a giant crystal replica of Spaceship Earth.
Oh, is
Yeah, with a price tag of, was it 78 or 76?
$79,000.
$79,000.
Wow.
I mean, I just sat there. It was just like, I can't imagine. I mean, can you imagine being like, can you box this up for
Beautiful.
me?
Yeah. Can you box this up? I'll take two.
You're like, the shipping's what? No, thank you. Box it up. I'll bring it back to the resort.
$200 for shipping.
I couldn't believe that. $79,000, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
And it was the Rebus Brothers, and they've had other things like it. I think there was a Magic Kingdom one before. I mean, Cinderella's Castle one.
Yes.
That was a similarly priced item. So it makes me wonder. I kind of want to go over to Disney Springs and see what's in the Aruba store. Like, see if
Oh,
Disney
yeah.
Springs can beat out the parks.
I
But,
bet you they could. Those big, I did hear once when I was in the store in the Magic Kingdom, you know, the big replica that they have of Cinderella Castle, they only have the one. So
oh.
if you want to buy one, they have to make it.
Oh.
Like they don't sell you the one out of the case. They actually make it.
That makes
Can
sense, I guess.
you
Isn't that
can you
cool?
mobile order that?
Yeah.
Make sure it's ready when you get to
Yeah, you wouldn't want the
it.
case empty in case someone walks by and that wants one and misses the opportunity.
It's, I hope it had the actual ride inside of it.
Yeah,
But
totally.
that's
yeah.
amazing. That's
But that wasn't the
amazing.
highest price tag that I found.
Right.
But it was the most expensive thing you could actually purchase. So I did realize when you come out of Test Track, they've got all the cars for sale, and the Corvette, which might be a Z06 or something, had a much higher price. It was like 99 or something, maybe
Yeah, it was
103.
99,000, which, you know, when you think about it, you can get a Corvette for 99,000 or a Spaceship Earth for 79.
If it was a full Spaceship Earth, maybe.
That is crazy.
Wow.
This was a fun list. Like going through it and thinking about, I obviously don't spend enough time looking at stuff in the stores that are not like t-shirts or things that I would buy. Things like I obviously walk by the stuff that I know is n not favorable to my wallet. Like I don't spend enough time looking at that stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to.
Carrie, I think that needs to be on our to-do list for the next time. Like
Yeah,
we
see
go
if you can find
into every
something.
store.
See if you can find one that beats one of mine, because I think some of the ones on the low end, there has to be something better.
I
And I
think
think
that needs
Japan
to
or
be our
China might
goal.
have something bigger too,
Yeah.
because China has a lot of stuff. I mean, Japan has a lot of stuff. I didn't go
Here.
through every single kimono.
Still
This
think
is
I thought
a
it would be a pearl for the something in the pearls for sure. For
Yeah, having a jewelry store is usually a good sign that you found the right place.
I swear I'm going back though and trying that cream. If they have samples of that cream, I'm gonna
Yeah.
just put a little on my
Yeah. And get your
eyes.
get a perfume sample too.
Oh yes, I need to go get a perfume sample too.
See
I
if
can't even walk near those stores, they're so strong.
a Parisian man follows you around the rest of
Yeah. A Parisian man
the
may follow you home.
Oh my gosh, this has been so much fun, Alex. I really enjoyed going through this list and now thinking that I got to go into these stores and look at things differently than what I do today.
Yeah,
It's
it's fun how I find all sorts of ways to keep myself busy when my kids are geeking out about random stuff that I'm not going to buy them.
yeah. True.
Yeah.
Very true. At the end of our podcast, we always share something that brought us pixie dust this week or something that brought us joy. So, being our guest, I'm going to ask you to go first. And what brought you some pixie dust this week?
Well, we're really excited. My wife and I are going on our first couples trip with another couple to Port Orleans. And so we've only been without the kids one other time. And on that one other time, it was one of those timeshare things where we had to sit through a timeshare. And so we didn't buy the timeshare. And then our car broke down on the way home. And so we ended up having to buy a car in Lake City, Florida for the same
Oh
price we would have bought a timeshare for.
no.
And so we thought they were cursed for a while, but we're giving it another chance. Like the universe, God was getting mad at us for not taking our kids, but this time we're going without our kids again with another couple, and so we're excited. We're gonna go to California Grill, then we're gonna go to Epcot and go to La Cellier and Shiki Sai, and then we have 4 four different reservations for Disney Springs on Saturday that we're deciding between, and then we're flying back home.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Okay, so that's some good pixie dust. Now, so you've got four different reservations at Disney Springs, and you're gonna just pick closer to the day which one you feel like.
So we've got
What
a
are they? You got to
Morimoto.
tell us what they are. Yeah.
So I didn't book them. We've got a our the wife of the other couple is very enthusiastic, and so she play so we have a reservation on OpenTable for the new restaurant, the California, what's it called, the like it's not called California, it's called something, it's like an outdoor one they just finished building a couple months ago.
Oh, we haven't
Gosh,
been there
what's it
yet.
called?
I can't remember the name, but I know which one you're talking about. Like, it's brand new.
And so we have that one. We've got a Morimoto Asia. We've got a Art Smith's Homecoming Brunch. And I can't remember what the fourth one was, but they're all on her, the otherwise name.
I
So,
mean,
yeah.
is this other couple Disney, are they Disney fans, or are you guys guiding them along?
No, she's the wife is an agent. So
Okay.
it,
So you're not
the
a tour
husband's,
guide. You're not a tour guide. You're just
no.
you guys are just gonna go have some fun.
You get to
We
go have
both,
fun.
yeah. So, yeah, we used to, the husband and I used to work together, and they've just become really close friends. And then right about the same time I was starting the blog, she was becoming an agent. And so we've never actually been together, even though we hang out all the time here. So now we're gonna go
Well, that's awesome.
check it out.
Well, that's
And we've never
fun.
stayed
That's a
at
lot
Port
of fun.
Orleans. We never stayed at French Quarter before. So, stayed at Riverside, but not French Quarter.
Oh yeah, French Quarter. It's so different. That's awesome. That's gonna be so much fun. Oh, now I'm thinking I haven't been at Morimoto in a long time too. Maybe need to go back and try that.
I've never been there.
My wife's favorite restaurant, not restaurant, but favorite quick service is the street vendor in front of Morimoto. They've got really good noodles and ramen kind of thing, info.
I
So,
haven't done the street one either. And noodles, Carrie. They're music to your
my
ears.
middle
You love
name.
noodles.
It's my middle
Yes.
name. Just call me Noodles.
That's good pixie dust. I don't think mine's even going to come close. But Carrie, what's yours?
Well, my pixie dust, I'll just to keep it quick, because you're probably just going to tease me anyway, so I'll just get it in. I had my my virtual puzzle competition yesterday. So we did a Zoom call where we puzzled, and we had 2 hours to do a 500-piece puzzle. So Glenda and I finished it about 55 minutes,
That's
which is about,
amazing.
it's amazing, but we like to be in like the 44, 45 minute range. So, but we had lots of fun, and it's funny. Like when we were at the real competition, like the in-person competition, the pressure is so real. Like when you're at your house, like you start off early, and then it's kind of hard when you're not, in person and feel like the pressure and the angst and the whatever. But yeah, we had to set up our Zoom, our laptop on Zoom, and they unpacked everything. They told us to go, and yeah, virtually we all puzzled against each other.
Gotcha.
So
Do you
that's
know what
that was a
place
lot
you
of
got?
fun. Yeah, I think we came about halfway, like mid. I think there was like 40 teams, and we were around 20. So that's the thing. The fastest person was 33. The fastest group was 33 minutes.
Oh my
They finished a
goodness.
500-piece puzzle in 33 minutes. So if we would have shaved off like the, if we would have got like the 40, like where we were, then we would have probably been sort of where we placed probably the last time, or maybe even closer, like 10 to 15. We probably would have been in that range. But this puzzle had, it had one section that was like one section that was a tree. So we left that to the last, and it was hard because it was all green and all branches and things peeking through. And it's hard because we're both working on the same thing. So it's a smaller space, and there's two fingers and two, or like, both of our fingers and our hands trying to find things and peek around. Yeah, like after when we had our when we went through what we should have
You
done,
went
we
through like your
probably
post-mortem,
our
your
post-mortem, yeah, we have to remember that if it's something like that, then maybe one of us off to the side just has to, like,
be
just get her
done.
done. Like, someone has to sacrifice and get stuck with the tree while the other one does everything, because we were having a great time getting all the rest. And then, yeah, probably when we should have been done last time, like, the 45, we still looked at this big open spot that had the tree to go. So,
Oh.
Yes.
but it's always a learning experience, and
Are you only allowed to have two
lots of
people?
fun. This one was a double. They do have quads competitions, but we just signed up. We're doing an in-person one again in a couple months, so we thought we better practice being under pressure. But like I said, when you're in your friend's living dining room where you puzzle all the time, it's kind of hard to feel the pressure of
not the same pressure.
It's not the same as when you're in a room with 100 people and you can see everybody puzzling around. But yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And always, yeah, it's we just have our own goals, so we just try to eat our own.
That's good.
I don't know that we'd ever be winners for sure, because that's a pretty fast.
You can do it. I know you can. You just need some practice.
33 minutes. There's the fastest puzzler in the world does one himself in like 33 minutes or 35 minutes, wow. Less than 40. So this is the two people doing it in like 33.
But Carrie, you've only been competitive puzzling like a couple. See, notice I said competitive, not professional, because she doesn't get paid.
You've only been
competitive puzzling for like a little while. You've only entered like two. So you never know.
It is so much. We have so much fun, and we have to. Yeah, we usually practice a little bit and whatever. So it gets us together, and we have a lot of fun doing it. So I think I'll always like to be a competitive puzzler. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, what's good your pixie dust?
Mine is, I have a work colleague that he left in my unmagical job. He resigned from our unmagical job, and he works at like an airline now. And last week we finally got to connect. So I got all the gang together, and we had like a Teams meeting, so a virtual meeting. So I got to see him and catch up and hear all about the airline industry and what he's working on. And it's fun just to hear how they measure things and how like things about like on-time arrivals and departures and things that I know they measure that stuff, but all the other stuff that goes into running an airline. It was kind of cool. So, and it was lovely to see him. I haven't seen him in so long. So it made my
day. You got a free flight out of it. But
No. But I seriously, if you could work at an airline, their benefits are amazing, especially traveling. The Canadian airlines. You start thinking, maybe I picked the wrong company when I started working. But
my wife has a cousin who is a flight or. His wife is a flight attendant, and he flies with her all over the place, and they make Instagram reels of them roller skating in different locations.
Oh my gosh. That's fun.
Like disco songs.
That is fun. See? This has been so much fun, Alex, and I'm so glad we got to chat with you. Now, for everybody listening, remember you can find Alex at Second Dad. I almost did it again. SecondDadToTheRight.com.
SecondDadToTheRight.com. Check it out.
And you're on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere.
Yeah, Pinterest. Yeah, it's just Second Dad to the Right.
Awesome.
Apparently, nobody else wanted that name, so I was able to get the domain cheap.
That's good. That's good. You know what? And you would think that one would be hard to get. So good for you. Yeah. That was.
And if you Google second dad, you get stuff about stepdads. But I'm not a stepdad. They're my kids.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us again, Alex. And have a fantastic time on your trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. Look forward to seeing you in the parks.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Fan Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode.
Make sure you're following us on your favorite podcast player so you'll get a new episode every week. And find us on social media too. We'd love to hear from you.
Till next time, remember, you are never too old to be young. Chase your dreams and design your own happily ever after.